This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, November 1st, 2024. The University of Scranton in Pennsylvania has a new amateur radio station, W3USR. Dedication was held at the university's Loyola Science Center on Friday, October 25th, 2024, led by Dr. Nathaniel Frisell, W2NAF, an associate professor of physics and electrical engineering and club advisor for the University of Scranton Amateur Radio Club. The new W3USR University of Scranton Amateur Radio Station supports the radio club, academic research, and the university's outreach to the community. Frisell kicked off the dedication by framing the station's purpose for education, research, service, and fun. With the establishment of your radio club and station, you're not just creating a technical resource, you're building a vibrant community of learners and innovators, said Bob Enderbetson, NQ1R, the Director of Marketing and Innovation for ARRL. Enderbetson, by the way, is also a staff advisor for the ARRL Clayton Amateur Radio Program. Club President Gerald Pacini, KD2ZHK, ceremoniously handed an application for an ARRL affiliation to Enderbetson, who responded by presenting the University of Scranton Amateur Radio Club as the newest ARRL-affiliated club. Since its inception in 1918, the affiliated club program has united amateur radio clubs to enhance the amateur radio service, recognizing their crucial role in developing active radio operators and serving local communities. You are now part of a thriving network of college ham stations across the country, each contributing to a larger tapestry of knowledge, innovation, and fun, said Enderbetson. Before the dedication, students provided tours of W3USR. Perched 5 stories up, the room committed to the new station is impressive for being well-appointed with the latest amateur radio gear, but also for its panoramic views of the campus and the city of Scranton. There's much more to read about this story at ARRL.org. The ARRL online auction raised $47,000 for the amateur radio STEM education. The 19th annual ARRL online auction, sponsored by RT Systems Incorporated, went off without a hitch from October 18th through the 24th, 2024. In addition to hundreds of views, the auction saw 329 individual bidders vying for equipment, vintage books, mystery junk boxes from the ARRL lab, and more. There were 206 items up for bid, and more than 1,430 bids were recorded, with 40 items finishing in overtime bidding. Top three items with the most bids were, with 25 bids each, Masterant Rope, an ARRL Field Day Cooler Bag Surprise, and, with 24 bids, was one of the mystery junk boxes. Proceeds from the yearly ARRL online auction go directly to ARRL's education programs, including promoting activities to license new hams, strengthening amateur radio's emergency service training, offering continuing technical and operating education, and creating instructional materials. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology trains educators to incorporate amateur radio and wireless communications into their science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM lessons. This is creating a real impact on the number of new hams across the country. You can see more about the program at www.arrl.org/TI. All treats, no tricks in the ARRL November sweepstakes. Halloween is here, which means the ARRL sweepstakes is knocking at your door. No tricks, though, said ARRL contest program manager Paul Bork, N1SFE. If the band conditions are as good as they were this past weekend, we're in for a real treat. The CW weekend of ARRL sweepstakes is November 2nd and 3rd. ARRL sweepstakes is the oldest domestic contest beginning in 1930, with competition at the individual, multi-operator, and school club levels. In this contest, multipliers are the 85 ARRL and RAC sections. Each may be worked once in the contest, regardless of the band. The exchange is daunting for contest first-timers, but familiar to those who have operated it before. Contacts may be made on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters, but because multipliers may be the only worked once stations, activity tends to cluster on the bands that are open and populated. Phone weekend will be November 16th through the 18th, by the way. And you can see the full rules and additional information at www.arrl.org/sweepstakes. Halloween came a little early this year in Independence, Kansas, and that's thanks to amateur radio. On Saturday, October 17th, 2024, the Nuwala Festival, that's Halloween spelled backwards, by the way, got underway. The Nuwala Festival is an annual event held during the last week of October, and it started in 1919 as an effort to provide activities for local kids in place of the typical Halloween pranks that occurred in the community. At first, the events were just parades in the morning, afternoon, and night on October 31st. The Great Depression and World War II interrupted the Nuwala celebration, but in 1958, four businessmen revived the Nuwala theme and brought it back as a three-day celebration. During the celebration, the city of Independence grows from a town of around 10,000 inhabitants to 75,000 in the final days of the now nine-day event. Having the Radio Club volunteers at critical points of traffic and their ability to communicate situations to my team was incredibly helpful, said Jason Kassler from Eagle Security, who directed the volunteer hands. Nuwala was impacted for the better because of the Radio Club volunteers and their skills. Thank you to all Radio Club volunteers. And you can visit and read more about the Nuwala Festival website for more information. Several special event stations will help celebrate Veterans Day just around the corner. On November 11th, 2024, the annual American Legion Post 275 Amateur Radio Club, N3TAL, will operate a special event station to commemorate Veterans Day. The station will operate from 1800 Zulu to 2100 Zulu on 7.275 MHz. Plus or minus LSB. To receive a QSL card after working W3TAL, please send a self-addressed and envelope to American Legion Post 275 Amateur Radio Club, 8201 Martin Luther King Jr. Highway, Glen Arden, Maryland, 20706. And the American Legion Amateur Radio Club KA4TAL, Horry Post 111 in Conway, South Carolina, will operate a special event station in honor of Veterans Day. The station will operate from 1500 Zulu to 2000 Zulu on 14255, 7.264, and 14.275, and also on 71.85 MHz. For a special e-certificate, email Henry Chinney, he's president, at TALARC at KA4TAL at gmail.com. And Veterans Day 2024 will be celebrated from the National D-Day Memorial in Bedford, Virginia. The New River Valley Amateur Radio Club will operate special event station W2B from 1500 to 2200 Zulu on 1400 275 MHz. To receive a QSL card there, contact Danny Windlam at gmail.com. The Wellesley Amateur Radio Society in Wellesley, Massachusetts will hold a Parks on the Air POTA event on Saturday, November 2nd, 2024. The location will be the Elm Bank Reserve State Park, Lot B, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. The club's radio equipment will be set up and in operation for W1TKZ, but amateurs are welcome to bring their own gear for operation. Talk and frequency for the location will be on 146.55 MHz simplex. More information available at the club's website. The 2025 ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program began accepting applications on October 30th, 2024. Applications will now be accepted through January 6th of 2025. More than 100 scholarships, ranging from $500 to $25,000, will be awarded. All applicants must be an FCC-licensed amateur radio operator. Information along with the link to the online application can be found on ARRL's website, www.arrl.org/scholarship-program. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The AMSAT symposium was very informative this past weekend. Some of the highlights are the 50th anniversary of AO7. There are very few satellites that can claim that achievement. CubeSat Sim version 2.0 will be released shortly. It has gone through beta testing and is ready to go. If you are a teacher or instructor, you can request one of the demo units for your classroom. They are very popular. Drop an email to info@amsat.org. SO-121 is going to be re-entering the atmosphere soon. Gulf T development is progressing. It will fly with deployable solar panels, an ADIX, which stands for Attitude Determination and Control System. The first mission of ADIX is to ensure that the solar panels are pointed to the sun. Secondary to this will be to point the antennas to Earth, which is called nadir pointing. There will be cameras and Earth sensors on the same plane as the antennas. thus allowing pictures of Earth and data from the sensors without having to point the satellite in a different direction. AMSAT is committed to making ready more FM satellites to be available for short-notice launch opportunities. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, many great contests. November 1st, the NCCC FT Sprint, that's digital. Also on November 1st, the weekly Ritty Test, that's digital. November 1st as well, the NCCC Sprint, CW. On November 1st, the Silent Key Memorial Contest, that is CW. On November 2nd, the IPARC Contest, CW. On November 2nd through the 4th, it's the ARRL November Sweepstakes, that's CW. And on November 3rd, the IPARC Contest, that's Single Sideband Phone. And remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions on November 2nd, it's the Wisconsin Aries Racies Conference 2024, sponsoring the ARRL Wisconsin State Convention, Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. November 2nd and 3rd, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL Georgia State Convention, that's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. December 13th and 14th, it's the Tampa Bay Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention, that's in Plant City, Florida. And on January 4th, the Ham Radio University, sponsoring the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. And finally this week, thanks to the Homeboat Amateur Radio Club in Eureka, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.